Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vicente Romo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vicente Romo. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski misplays the ball. That's an error on Trusiewski. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Horton reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wirt out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. Trusiski moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Trusiski tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Dick Trusiski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiski takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Trusiski moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trusiski moves to third. Mike Paul now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trusiski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Duke Sims now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 3 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Sims and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Larry Brown. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing shortstop. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. McLain moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLain moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-4 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive to right field. The ball gets by Snyder. Cardinal fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardinal. McLain scores. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder catches it and throws to first to double up Northrup. Stanley tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.